It's the economy, high unemployment, and the impasse in Congress over federal spending that bothers Americans the most, recent public opinion surveys show. And that was what President Obama talked about before taking any questions. He chided Republicans for walking out of recent talks with Democrats over raising the government's $14.3 trillion debt limit, and he said a potential U.S. default on obligations on August 2nd would be significant and have unpredictable results.
And when they decide they're not happy with the fact that at some point you've got to make a choice, they just all step back and say, well, you know, the president needs to get this done. They need to do their job. Now's the time to go ahead and make the tough choices. That's why they're called leaders.
The deficit and debt issue dominated the hour-long news conference, but Mr. Obama also took questions about the war in Afghanistan and other international and domestic issues. Just last week, he announced the start of a U.S. troop reduction in Afghanistan, and he told reporters that despite the recent attack on the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul, he considered the U.S. war effort a success.
We understood that Afghanistan's a dangerous place, that the Taliban is still active, and that there's still going to be events like this on occasion. The question is, in terms of overall trend, is Afghan capacity increasing?
On Libya and the debate with Congress on U.S. military engagement there, Mr. Obama repeated his position that he has not violated the 1973 War Powers Resolution, and he had this to say about whether Americans should be prepared for prolonged military operations in Libya and what constitutes success.
So there is no doubt that Gaddafi stepping down from power is, from the international community's perspective, going to be the primary way that we can assure that the overall mission of Libya's people being protected is accomplished.
Mr. Obama noted Muammar Gaddafi's indictment this week by the International Criminal Court on war crimes charges, and he pointed to reports of Libyan government troops engaging in horrible acts. On another domestic issue, Mr. Obama discussed his position on same-sex marriage in the wake of the recent vote by the New York State Legislature approving a homosexual marriage bill. The president said he deplores discrimination based on sexual orientation and that his administration has done more to advance gay rights than the previous 43 presidents. He planned to hold a reception later for gay civil rights leaders. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.